This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to hold elections to the vacant post in National Assembly on January 23rd. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says government has not taken any decision of sending special envoy to deal with India regarding border disputes. Ram Chandra Paudel-led faction of the Nepali Congress boycott Central Working Committee meeting demanding schedule for the party's General Assembly. World Bank projects Nepal's economic growth in 2019 to be 7.1% and 6.5% in 2020. And voting concludes in the United Kingdom, results to arrive in few hours. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to hold elections to the National Assembly members on January 23rd. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota shared this information yesterday while making public decisions of recent cabinet meetings. Similarly, the government is to recommend the president to summon the meeting of both the houses of the parliament for December 20. The cabinet also decided to appoint Anil Pokhrel from Biratnagar as executive chief of National Disaster Reduction and Management Authority. Spokesperson of the government, Minister Baskota, said the Ministry of Foreign Affairs had been directed to take initiative to garner support for Nepal as it would vie for temporary member of the United Nations Security Council for the year 2037-38. The government has accepted the soft loan and technological grants of $63 million for Bagmati River project to be provided by Asian Development Bank. Another soft loan of 21.44 billion rupees is being accepted for upgradation of Prithivi Highway. The amount will be provided by the Asian Development Bank. Moreover, a talks team will be formed to receive the loan of 12.52 billion rupees from the European Investment Bank for upgrading the electricity distribution and expansion project. Similarly, the loan amount of 5.65 billion rupees for a rural enterprising financing project and equal amount for food safety and agriculture commercialization to be provided by the Asian Development Bank would be accepted by the governments of Nepal. The grant of some 1 billion rupees to be provided by Swiss government would also be accepted for state aid program, the first phase in state number 1. The cabinet meeting also decided to receive 2 Sky Truck aircrafts provided as assistance by United States of America for Nepal Army. Meantime, answering the questions raised by the media persons, Minister Baskota said the government had not taken any decision of sending special envoy to deal with India regarding border disputes. Minister Baskota said both Nepal and India had been collecting various official documents for verification of border and tried to convince each other. However, the government had taken no decision of sending special envoy or leading talks at political level. He added that the solution to the problem would be more elusive if it was led in political level without addressing it in the level of diplomatic mission and finding agreement, saying the government has sent a diplomatic note to the Indian government with a claim of the territories from the east of Kali River originating at Limpiadhura. Minister Baskota added that the government had made its stand clear and India too would benefit if they accepted the facts and proofs. The World Bank has projected the economic growth of 7.1% for 2019. Meanwhile, the World Bank has projected 6.5% of economic growth rate for 2020 in Nepal. The 6.5% growth rate is projected in view of the decreased remittance, climate change and natural disasters and the adverse effect of irregular monsoon on agricultural products. Releasing Nepal development update in Kathmandu yesterday, the World Bank has however made positive notes on arrival of tourists for Visit Nepal 2020, construction of second international airport nearing completion, establishment of hotels and agreements made with the international companies. Releasing the report, Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwala stressed the need of producing accurate data. He shared that a bill was being presented in the Federal Parliament to develop Central Bureau of Statistics as the National Bureau of Statistics. He urged the World Bank to help capacitate Nepal's human resources for data collection, processing and analysis. Senior leader Ramchandra Pawde-led faction of the Nepali Congress boycotted the Central Committee meeting yesterday. Nepali Congress Central Committee member Hriday Ram Thami said senior leader Ramchandra Pawde and leaders under his faction objected the decision of increasing the number of party department and boycotted the Central Working Committee meeting. He further said that the Pawde-led faction blamed the party leadership of failing to have General Assembly of sister organizations and failing to prepare work plan for party's upcoming General Assembly and boycotted the meeting. Meanwhile, the Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress held yesterday decided to lead third phase of awakening program in all the 753 local units beginning from 30 January up to 8 February 2020. The meeting also congratulated the medal-winning players of the South Asian Games and asked the government to ensure their livelihoods. Next meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting has been called for 15 December. The Narayanganj-Muglin Road section will remain closed for certain hours for 2 weeks starting from today. The meeting of the Security Committee of the District Administration Office Chitwan, held on Tuesday, decided to close the 36-kilometer road section from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. as per the demand made by the Narayanganj-Muglin Road Project Office for carrying out road repair and maintenance works. The road section is one of the major routes connecting Kathmandu with the Tharai region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ए त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. Two individuals have died and two others injured when a mini truck met with an accident at Tumkur Cliff of Uttari Namkhar Rural Municipality of Humla District. The delay surrounding the distribution of compensation to landowners whose lands were acquired by the Mahakali Irrigation Project to dig canal for 15 kilometers main canal has further held back the project. Although the tunnel digging process was to be completed within 3 years in three packages since the agreement was signed 22 months ago, the project has not progressed an inch so far due to the compensation issue. The Mahakali Irrigation Project Third Phase Office has not been able to address the compensation issues relating to the lands acquired from the locals where the canal would be dug and constructed. Locals in Pokhara have demanded, with the authorities concerned, not to acquire additional 148 ropnis of land for the under-construction Pokhara Regional International Airport in Pokhara. The cabinet meeting in November this year had decided to acquire a total of 148 ropnis of land and 16 houses in the first phase for the construction of the airport. Organizing a press meet in Pokhara yesterday, the Pokhara Regional International Airport Concerned Committee. By the Concerned Committee, the locals whose land would be acquired for the construction purpose have said that the notice put by the airport construction authorities on land acquisition had terrorized them. Police have arrested four individuals in possession of 7 kilograms of hashish from Godavari Municipality in Kailali District. A team of police deployed by the Area Police Office Malakhet, acting on a tip-off, held four individuals with the contraband stashed in the room of Jasmal Singh Thaguna. Area Police Office Malakhet's Deputy Superintendent of Police, Gyan Bahadur Bester, informed that the arrested were Wakil Singh Thaguna, Hikmat Singh Dhami, Jeevan Singh Thaguna and Jasmal Singh Thaguna. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United Kingdom has voted in a general election seen as a critical juncture in the Brexit crisis engulfing the British politics. Thursday's high-stakes ballot came after months of political deadlock over the United Kingdom's drama-filled bid to quit the European Union, with MPs split over how to execute the result of the 2016 referendum on the membership of the bloc. Final results are expected by early today morning. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party and Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party offered starkly different visions for resolving the impasse and rebuilding the United Kingdom after a decade of austerity during the febrile campaign period in the lead-up to the vote. The United States Senate has unanimously adopted a resolution recognizing the early 20th century killings of the Armenians by the Ottoman Turks as a genocide. Turkey condemned the measure, saying it will not help improve relations with the US. The two NATO allies are already at loggerheads over several issues, including Ankara's purchase of Russian missile defense system and policy over Syria. Six bodies have been airlifted off the White Island volcano in New Zealand, out of eight believed to have been left there after Monday's volcanic eruption. The bodies have been flown to the naval vessels HMNZS Wellington. The high-speed operation to recover the bodies was launched despite the risk of another eruption. Dozens of tourists were visiting White Island when the eruption occurred, killing eight other people. 20 remain in intensive care with severe burns. Conditions on the island were favorable, Deputy Police Commissioner John Team said. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at many places of the central and western hilly regions and at a few places of the eastern region. There are also chances of heavy snowfall at some places of the western high mountainous region and at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions. Now Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 16.2 degrees Celsius and minimum of 7.7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Government decides to hold elections to the vacant post in National Assembly on January 23rd. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says government has not taken any decision of sending special envoy to deal with India regarding border disputes. Ram Chandra Powder-led faction of the Nepali Congress boycott Central Working Committee meeting demanding schedule for the party's General Assembly. World Bank projects Nepal's economic growth rate in 2019 to be 7.1% and 6.5% in 2020. And voting concludes in the United Kingdom. Results to arrive in few hours. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.